Well, there's little doubt that 2020 has been one of the toughest years economically for small business owners. But for one owner, the owner of Breen's Convenience on Portugal Cove Road, it's been particularly difficult to turn a profit this past year. Construction engulfed that location on Portugal Cove Road last summer for pretty well the whole summer. Then came Snowmageddon, and now we have the pandemic restrictions. I stopped by Breen's Convenience and chatted with the owner, Billy Breen.
I'm surviving, I can imagine. I'm putting a lot more hours. I got no staff on really for now. It's been tough. I tried to get a hold of the city to have a chat with them, but they just ignored me from day one. I got a buddy of mine is a liar to go into everything, but I got no reply back or nothing, so I don't expect nothing from them. And since then, the storm together, and now this is it's getting pretty tough to keep everything going, and I'm not the only one, too, right?
How frustrating is it to, you know, reach out to the city and not hear anything?
I know they got a lot on their plate and all that, but just to have a meeting and all that, I got no reply back, so there's nothing I can do. I'm just frustrated, and I don't really care about them anymore. That's all.
How hard was it for you as a business owner to say goodbye to some of your staff?
Oh, this is tough. I mean, I got one girl, Kim, who's been here for 20 years, and I'm just doing 7 to 5 here now, and because of this virus, there's people are still at home work, they're not out working, coming in, buying stuff and all that, but that's all part of it. There's nothing I can really do about that, right?
And now with this pedestrian mall coming, it will drag more people away from your business. How do you feel about that?
It's getting tougher. There's nothing you can do about that pedestrian mall and that, but I mean, I've been around a long time. I have my regular customers. Thanks to them and everything, but I'll keep on going as much more as I can and until I get frustrated and chuck it in, I suppose.
When it comes to the city, what more could they do to assist your situation?
No, I don't really want to get in with the city. I'm just going to keep it very low to myself. So the city does what they want and they don't care. Through everything, through here, the growlers, I don't know how they're doing it, but they just rely on us for tax purposes or property taxes, business taxes, all that, and after that, that's all they want is the money.
People like you are the community, you know what I mean? It's the local business owners that give us the flavor.
Well, they're the ones that are supposed to be the ones that run the city, so they should know that it is a small little places like this, and every other business, not only here, downtown, everywhere around that are paying it all, but it's like we get no satisfaction from them, that's all.
Were you able to avail of any of the different programming that was put out by the federal government?
A little bit, but I just here, I work myself, and, you know, I just hope that the staff are taken care of. That's the main thing. With me, I'm still working here. Sometimes there's money there for a check, sometimes there's not, that's all.
What do you think about the prospect of a second wave?
Well, I don't agree to open up the Atlantics. I mean, our provincial government listened to Dr. Fitzgerald for 3 or 4 months. She did a great job at it. She recommended not to open up the bubble, and our government went ahead and opened it. So, you know, I just hope that we don't get it. And if we do get it, we're in hard times.
And another loss was the lottery. Is everything back to normal in terms of selling breakaways and stuff, or is that more lost revenue?
Yeah, the lottery was there, but I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't coming in, you know, there's so many people coming in, but a lot of them aren't buying a lotto and all that now, you know, but that will gradually come back and all that, right? But it's, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take a good while for everything to get back on the go.
Any final thoughts?
No, I just hope that I can keep on going, and I've been known to be knocked down a few times, and I always got back up, so I'll keep on going and try my best.